In Kentucky, state lawmakers are getting set to pass a bill making it easier for coal miners to win compensation for black lung. Black lung is a disease caused by long-term exposure to coal dust. It makes it harder to breathe. The bill is being pushed by an unlikely player, the governor. Unlikely because back in 1996, Democratic Governor Paul Patton said the black lung program had outlived its usefulness. And he tightened the eligibility rules, making it almost impossible for coal miners to win a claim. Last week, the governor apologized. "I don't know how to say it more plain," he said. "I was wrong. I have wronged the coal miners in Kentucky." And he set out to undo the mistake. It's unclear if the bill will be passed by the state Senate, but Governor Patton, himself a former coal operator, says he's optimistic about his proposed measure.
Is once the miner gets the impairment on their lungs, even if it hasn't reduced their ability to work now, we've got to get them out of the mines before it does reduce their breathing capacity and shorten their life. And so this is a training program, about a two-year training program, where coal miners that are beginning to acquire this disease can get into another occupation before they stay in the mines so long that they have this disease that disables them.
So they would not have to prove that they are indeed disabled?
They would not have to prove that they have been physically impaired to the point that they can't work, which is one of the normal requirements of workers' compensation. They would have to prove that they have the accumulation of coal dust on their lungs, which, if permitted to continue, would in all likelihood disable them and cause them to live a shorter life.
So a retraining program is envisioned. What about benefits for those who are already disabled by black lung, arguably disabled since 1996 in the new program back then that you put into place? 11 claims out of 1,000 filed have been approved, only 11 claims.
The program is retroactive. There's about $16 million that has been accumulated over the years that was anticipated to be paid out in benefits that has not been paid out, and so that money will be used to provide compensation to those people that would have qualified under these new standards but were denied under the more strict standards.
The annual cost then in 96 was $100 million. You wanted to see that cut to $8 million, and all of a sudden it got cut to under $80,000. What happened?
We were trying to tighten it up to make sure that we're dealing with people that actually had a physical problem, and we just made it too tight. We have much more data now. We know much more about what the effects of any changes would be. We were operating without good data in 1996.
And the amount of money now you would envision the Commonwealth would be giving out for black lung would go up to how much?
Well, we think probably in the range of $5 million a year, probably 3 cents per ton of coal, and coal selling for about $30 a ton. So that's about 0.1%, if my math is correct.
And that money would come mostly from the coal operators?
100% from the coal industry.
Now, you were elected in 1995 with the help of organized labor. They got mad at you after you changed the structure of the compensation back then when you got into office. What are they going to say now that there's a possibility that you could run for the Senate in 2004 and you just want to get on record as turning around again? How can they trust you?
I think that organized labor does understand now that at least my heart was in the right place, and I'm willing to try to correct the mistake that was made, the mistake that we made. So, yes, I have a good relationship with organized labor. They don't judge a person on one particular issue, and I don't judge organized labor on one particular issue. But they expect me to have, in general, their best interest at mind, and I do.
Governor Patton, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Kentucky Governor Paul Patton speaking with us from his office in Frankfort.